In Parashat Noah, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk writes, Vehi kol ha'ares safa echat udvarim ahadim. The Torah tells us that at this time in history, all the nations were talking one language. And then as a result of the Tower of Babel, God came down and mixed their tongues up. And from there, the different languages began to manifest itself on the planet. And today, we have 70 languages or more. That began at the time of the Tower of Babel, when God came down and confused their tongues in order to wreck their plans of their construction. There's a fascinating Pachad Yitzhak, Rabbi Huttner, Alav Shalom, that explains why the Rambam, who wrote a book called the Yad HaZakah, which actually encompasses all the laws from the Gemara, and each section he titled with a different heading in order to give us an idea what's coming in that chapter or in that sefer. For example, when it came to the laws of the laws, he discussed Mishpatim, and when he discussed the laws of nature, he called it Madda, etc., etc. He called each book a different name. When it came to the laws of speech, he called it Hafla'a. Hafla'a literally means a wonder. Ask Rabbi Huttner, why would he call the laws of speech under the heading Hafla'a, which is wonder? So he answered as follows. Man is made up of two parts, of a physical body and of a soul. Torah says that God blew the spirit of himself into man. That's the ruach, they call it. And the Hakamim tell us that it is from that spirit, the soul of man, that we have the ability to speak. Speech emanates from the soul. Man without a soul cannot speak. Hence, animals that do not have neshamot do not have the ability to speak. They might have the ability to communicate with sounds and things like that, but the ability to talk words and language is uniquely gifted to men through his neshama. We say every morning a berakha asher yatzar, or every time we come out of the bathroom, we say, Rofecho basarum mafli la'asot. God, you created a wondrous creation. Umafli la'asot. Hakamim explained, what is this referring to? It's referring to the fact that God was able to put two polar opposites together and they're able to coexist in harmony. The soul is the enemy of the body and the body is the enemy of the soul. They're two arch enemies that God was able to put together in unison, and the body and the soul are able to live in peace. That's a wondrous thing. And that's why we say ummafli la'asot. It's like putting fire and water together. It's like putting oil and water together and mixing them up. If one would see such a combination, he would be awed by such a thing. The fact that human beings are able to maintain a soul in a physical body, that's truly wondrous. So Rav Huttner writes, that's why Harambam, when it came to talking about the laws of speech, which includes the laws of vows, the laws of making nizirut, the laws of making haramim, the laws of making putting somebody for somebody in harem, which has communication, which all has to do with speech, the laws of accepting different vows upon oneself, he titled that section Hafla'a, because since those laws emanate from speech, which emanates from the soul that rests in a human body, that truly is something that is wondrous. That is truly something that is remarkable. And that's something to keep in mind when we use our gift of speech. Once we remember that the origin of the words that come out of our mouth, that power comes from the neshama, therefore we have to be very careful not to abuse our speech, because it can also wreck our neshama. It can also, chas v'shalom, destroy the neshama. Even though people think that it's only words, in Arabic they say haki balash, that doesn't mean anything. However, we understand that words definitely have a power to create the upper worlds, in the Olam Abba, and they also have a power to destroy not only the world, but one's own soul can become tainted and soiled because he does not watch what he says. And therefore the Rambam calls that section Hafla'a. It's truly a miracle and a wonder that man has the ability to speak because his soul rests in a physical body.